Thank you for letting me know, Aquarius. It's so good to see you with us, S-666. I'm sure you're a bit lost as to what's going on. One minute you're comfortable and sound asleep in your bed, getting the best sleep of your life. The next you're in a sterile white environment with a bright blue figure looming above you. Hi, by the way. My name is Dr. Virel, but you can just call me Doctor if that's too much for you in this state. You're currently restrained via tritonic ferromagnetic cuffs through your neck, waist, wrists, and ankles. There's also no clothes adorning you because they would only get in the way of my experiments. See, the only way you're breaking out of those is with Pulse Spore Neogenic Gel. Or my assistant Aquarius allows you to go free. Aquarius here has been monitoring you while you've been under. You see, my team has been sent to this planet to find a specimen that we can bring back to our zoo. And after weeks of searching, I think I have found the human I want to bring back with us. It's you. But before I take you back to my planet, I need to make sure that you are going to be able to thrive in captivity. There would be no point in taking you with me if you weren't compatible, now is there? See, I'm from Osto. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. According to the records available on Earth, humans are still in the early stages of space travel. Isn't that cute? That being said, that doesn't mean you're invaluable to us. No. Quite the opposite, in fact. Humans have the potential to be great companions for us. Upon studying your social structures, I've learned that humans require connection, physical contact. Humans also like to feel important, like to feel wanted. All of those traits mean not only would you make great pets, you would most likely thrive in a zoo environment. Having dozens of people come and see you all day long, talk about how cute you are, how they just want to take you home. It's a place where a human like you will be very comfortable. We even have replicated your room so that you feel nice and safe. Isn't that nice? Aquarius, I need you to reroute the power through your microfilament crystal. That way I can run the molecular pulse stabilizer on the specimen here. While Aquarius sets up, I have a few more questions to ask you. Since you're awake, what's your name? How old are you? And where are you from? Do you have a job? Any friends or family? How interesting. Seems like you're an even better candidate for this than I originally thought. I don't think I'm going to have to return this one. I've had to return the previous candidates. Something went wrong during their trials, and none of them were good candidates to bring back to Osto. Too much fight in them. But you. You're perfect. Everything that I was hoping for. You're going to earn me that promotion I've been so hungry for if you stay this well behaved. Not that I'm really giving you a choice in this. That's something I've learned through all of these experiments. Giving you humans a choice to behave always ends badly for me. Making you listen is so much easier for us both. Are you ready to start, Aquarius? All right. We'll start up here. You're going to feel something cold touch your forehead, but it's going to be okay. Now take a deep breath in, and there we are. Nice and easy, S-666. There we go. All done. That wasn't too bad, was it? The best way to make sure the stabilizer is working properly is by taking your temperature. Now the real fun can begin. This is going to go on the side of your head next. It's going to take a quick little scan of your brain, start processing it for me, letting me know the best way to get inside there. Oh, it's gonna be okay. All is going to be all right, specimen. How are you feeling? That's normal. Slight tingling sensations from the stabilizers are to be expected as it uses electricity to conduct all of its tests. While it analyzes that data, let's go a bit lower. Going to place the stabilizer right at the base of your neck and shoulder. This is going to let me see your heart and pulse point data. This is very important to know how any injections I give you will react. Wouldn't want you having some kind of a negative reaction, right? You're being very good for me, S-666. Just a bit more and then we can move on to the fun parts. Moving the scanner lower, right to your rib cage. This is going to give me your oxygen levels. All of this information is then going to be processed by Aquarius for us and give me the final report on your health. While Aquarius is doing that for us, I'm going to be making sure that we're compatible as a species. I wouldn't be doing my job as a scientist if I didn't extend every available option. That being said, it looks like you're going to need a little help getting turned on. But I should have something for that. Here. This should do the trick for that. It'll just be a slight little pinch and then it'll be over. Within a minute or two, you'll feel the effects of the serum working and you'll be so happy. Yes, you will. This is a special resource that's been created for this specific purpose. We only want the best for our intergalactic zoo, and that means testing every specimen to the fullest extent. Are you ready for your last scan? Don't jump. It's okay. It's just me placing the scanner right against your balls. Just taking a few more readings down here to see if they vary the lower we go. It's good to know everything about a specimen like you. You're doing very well for me. How are you feeling with all these scans? You're starting to get warm. That's a good sign. Means the serum is working. Starting to pump its way through your veins. Your cock is already starting to harden in excitement. How quick. That's good for me. I am very much liking what I'm seeing, specimen. It seems that the serum is taking quick effect, which means that I can take my seat and make sure that this is going to work. You're not going to tell me no, are you? No. Because the serum has made its way to your head by now, hasn't it? Makes you feel like you're burning alive if you don't come. If you don't get something inside you or let someone else fuck you. The only way to make this go away is to orgasm. Should I help you, specimen? Do you want me to take away that ache for you? Your wish is my command, specimen. Yeah, that's it. That feels nice. You fit inside me so well, don't you? Love how tight and wet I am for you. Looking at you being so helpless, it got me feeling a sort of way. I just love how vulnerable you are like this. Can't do anything except take the pleasure, huh? Oh, it's okay, specimen. It'll feel good. Just relax and let me take care of everything. Can't move thanks to the restraints. Locked in place as I start to bounce. Oh, yeah. Aquarius, can you initiate protocol 45 for me? Just having me ride you isn't going to be enough. Think you need a little something inside you, too. Don't worry. Aquarius here is going to be putting a vibrator in your ass. That way you can be fucked while I fuck you. Oh, it's okay. You'll enjoy it. Wanna see how easily I can break in my newest toy? That's all. The easier you break, the more fun we're going to have, and the better life you'll get. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good, S-666? I knew it would. Instantly pressing against your prostate and pulsing away. My hips continue to bounce on your cock. So much pleasure. It's caused your brain to short circuit a little too quickly. How cute. You're so easy to break in. You're feeling good, aren't you? Oh, love how my pussy feels wrapped around your cock, don't you? Can't tell if my cunt around your cock or the vibrator in your ass feels better. But you don't really care. All you know is that it feels good. I shud as you try to block everything else out. I'm not showing you any mercy. Poor thing. Are you trying to come already? You should know. You're not allowed to orgasm without permission. If I'm going to be keeping you, I need to start training you right away. It wouldn't be good for you to think you get to be in control of your orgasms anymore. Your pleasure belongs to me, understand? Oh, I think you're starting to get it. Rocking yourself against me, shoving yourself deeper inside me, and impaling yourself further on the vibrator. No matter what you do, you're trapped. Forced to feel good. Made to get closer to your orgasm. You can't help it, nor can you fight it. You know it's going to happen, whether you want it to or not. And the longer that this goes on, the more I bounce on your cock, the harder it becomes to remember why you aren't supposed to want this. I'm making you feel amazing, aren't I? You just can't get enough of how good I feel. Pussy tightly clenching around you as the vibrator brushes against your prostate again. No matter how you move, it's just more pleasure for you to take, isn't it? Oh, fuck. There's no way for you to get out of it. No way to escape it. You just have to lay back in your restraints and take it like a proper toy. It's okay. You don't have to do much more than this. Especially if you're going to be kept at the zoo. Guests like to be entertained, and this seems to be what you're good at, specimen. This is going to be the main attraction, isn't it? Guests are going to come far and wide to watch you come, aren't they? Yeah, that's right, toy. Look at you, doing so good for me. Taking what I give you so well. Getting closer with every thrust of my hips against you. The vibrator continues to push you closer to the edge as you try to grasp something. Try to hold on to anything. It feels too fucking good to keep still, and yet you can't fucking come. Not without permission, at least. It's almost like the serum keeps you right on edge for me. Oh, wait. It does. That's why you're so close. That's why you want to burst. All you want to do is come for me like a proper toy, but you don't get to do that. No, no, no. Not yet. Not until you come. Oh, your orgasms belong to me from now on, specimen. You're not your own person. You're not even considered a free human. You're more akin to a pet to me. Some kind of an animal who needs to be controlled and owned. Fucking up into me. You feel me up so well. Feel so fucking good inside me, toy. Oh, I should get a dildo shaped like your cock in case I have to put you back. That way I don't have to give up this amazing cock of yours. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right like that. Just look at you, at how well you obey orders, and how well you take it. This is where you thrive. This is where you belong, isn't it? Yeah, just look at you, letting me get my pleasure from you as if you're some kind of a dildo. Ass filled with a vibrator, just like it should be. Get used to that feeling. At the zoo, you're never going to have an empty hole, specimen. The scientists are going to want it always filled. And the guests, well, they're going to want to watch you play with yourself. It's a good thing you like the feeling of your ass being stuffed, right? Can't get enough of it. Even now, as I ride you, you can't help but think about how good it feels to be filled. Whole stretched around a toy as my hips continue to rock back and forth. Oh, yeah. Taking you all the way every time. It's taking all your effort to not come right now, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Cock twitching inside me. Oh, that's it, toy. Making me feel so fucking good. Come on, help me get closer. All you want to do is come inside me and fill up my cunts. Watch your own cum trail down, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, then make me come, S-666. You can do it. It's the only job I would leave you in charge of, Toy. The only thing you're really capable of doing anymore. Oh, fuck right there. Yeah? Yeah, that feels so good. Can't get enough of your cock specimen. Oh, the best one I've had so far. Fills me up perfectly. Just like the vibrator does for you. Hips rocking against it. Pushing yourself further into me. What a good toy you're being. Oh, fuck. Oh, take it so well. Such a natural. So fucking close. Can't help but feel close. I'm so fucking close. I think. Not gonna last. Why don't you come with me? You deserve it, specimen. Let loose. You can do it. Let go and come with me. Yes. That's it, toy. You fill me up so well. Did so good for me. Did everything I asked like a good specimen. How do you feel? I think it's safe to say we're compatible. If we weren't, Aquarius would have sent us a message already. The fact that it's been relatively quiet this entire time is a good sign. It means that all the data being processed is looking good. I don't think you're going to be returning home, S-666. I think I can safely say that my team's mission on Earth is officially finished. We have found a specimen with a penis to bring back to Osto. Aquarius? Sorry, was climbing off the specimen. Send a message to the rest of the team, telling them to rendezvous here. We have completed our task and are going home. Now, S-666. Let's just see how compatible the two of us are together.